awesome time that I have with you right now. Moments with Mom and Dad that we have every single Monday at 20 past 10. Powerful woman of God.
Hi. I'm so happy to be here.
She has a heart to bring the love of God to the world and take people directly to the throne of God. This show is all about the moments that we can receive the pearls of wisdom that we need in our lives.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh my gosh, this is like a treasure trove of information. Welcome to Moments with Mama Daph. I'm very excited at the moment because this topic is something that is definitely needing to be spoken about. It's all about boundaries, and we're going to be focusing today on expectations. It's going to be such a good one. So, Pastor Daphne, welcome again to Moments with Mama Daph.
Hey!
I was wondering, could you please break down to us expectations? Because this topic, when it comes down to relationships, something that I think everybody needs teaching on, it needs to be exposed.
Amen. Absolutely. I think the biggest thing to understand is the difference between expectations versus agreement. And if we look at Ephesians 4:25, it tells us, therefore rejecting all falsity and being done with it, let everyone express the truth with his neighbor, for we are all parts of one body and members of one another. So those personal boundaries keep us safe. They bring safety. And the most important thing is to understand for yourself, what are your this equals that equation? If you do this, then that means that. And that's where expectations get tricky. So our first expectation is called false expectation. And that's where you falsely expect something out of someone or some situation. It's your hope that something good is going to happen, but it doesn't. It's you thinking something is supposed to happen one way and it doesn't happen according to the way you want it to or the way you understand it and think that it should go. So you had an expectation that was false and you get let down or hurt. That's the first one.
I'm actually just thinking, if we just look at that, like I'm wondering at how many people can actually take a look at that and say, wow, this really applies to me in my relationships with people, because I'm actually looking at relationships that I have and saying, am I actually placing something on them that they don't even know? It's just, it's an expectation.
Perfect.
You know, it's like, wow. Very eye-opening.
Yeah, perfect. And once we start realizing that, then we realize all we have to do is communicate. So the second expectation is called a demanding expectation. And that's if you actually state what you're expecting in a situation or what you expect out of somebody, but it's not agreed upon by the other person, then this expectation becomes pressurizing or controlling and dominating. And it sounds something like, I expect you to blank, blank, blank. And that always just creates tension and chaos in the relationship. And the third expectation that's damaging is called unspoken expectation. That's where there's no communication. You just expect people to know what you want and no one can read your mind. So unspoken expectation sets everyone up to fail. It's like there's this hidden test that someone has to pass, but they don't even know that they're taking the test. So they fail. And that has a lot of the this equals that equation in it. If they love me, they would do this. If they don't do this, that equals or that means they don't love me or they don't care about me and they don't take me into consideration. But that expectation wasn't even communicated or maybe not communicated clearly. So the other person wasn't able to meet your expectation. So just remember that this does not always equal that. Mm. And the practical step would be to take a look at what is your this equals that sentences that you just subconsciously operate out of.
Come on. That is very, very good. Actually, I have a question. With expectations, are they always a negative thing, or can it be like a positive and a holy expectation that you have on your relationship?
Oh, absolutely. That's what you want, is you want to take it out of the realm of negative and move it right into the realm of positive. You can definitely have positive expectations. And once those are communicated on, then you're coming into agreements rather than expectation. I agree to what your needs are, and I agree to what your desires are. And that's what we want to talk about next.
So in order to get it from expectations through to the agreement, just kind of what I've heard from you is that the connecting point is actually open, vulnerable communication on actually laying it down and saying, listen, this is what I'm seeing. Can we talk about it?
Exactly. Because like the scripture said, be done with all falsity, rejecting all falsity and being done now with it. Let everyone express the truth with his neighbor.
Oh, that's powerful. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. You know, when the Bible says you will know the truth and it will set you free, I can definitely see how this
Amen.
Is going to set all of us free from, you know, things that are building up in our relationships that we can just say, okay, let's calm this down. Let's expose the expectations. Let's do the work so that we can actually grow together in a better relationship. So thank you so much for highlighting expectations, what they look like. I'm going to be listening back on this because I think it's something that you definitely need to meditate on. So if you also are like me and you want to meditate on these things, then please log on to our website, www.impactradio.co.za. Go through to the podcast section and look up Moments with Mama Daff here on Being Real, and you'll be able to re-listen to everything that we've just discussed today. So until next time, Pastor Daphne, thank you very, very much.
Thank you. God bless you.